So I was thinking about this and these passages and this idea of ascension and what does it mean as we are people of the ascension. And I had looked at what I asked Lorraine to read and went, oh, I might want to preach what she's reading. Well, we're going to do them both. So just be prepared. Kind of grab a hold of your seats because we're going to go. Because when he ascended into heaven, when Jesus left this earth, he had to leave a body of evidence behind him that he lived, that he breathed, that he healed the sick, that he ate with sinners, and that he was crucified, and that he rose from the dead. And then there was no bodily evidence of him after he rose when he ascended into heaven. So I began to think about this body of evidence, body of evidence. And many of you may read crime novels or watch those crime shows, and you know they have to have that body of evidence. They have to have the evidence from the scene of the crime. They have to have the evidence from the victim. And they have to have the evidence from the one who perpetrated the crime. Well, we don't have a body. We don't have Jesus' body. We don't have any way that we can get any evidence from his physical being that he was even here. So, you know, how can they do their forensics and their DNA and all those other things that they love to do in those crime shows and in those crime novels? How can we have today any evidence of the story of salvation? Well, we know he existed because we have this story of salvation. We know he existed because his disciples continued to tell the story. They continued to bless the Lord in the midst of worship. But I want us to go back to the letter of Paul, because he says in that 22nd and 23rd verse, he has put all things under his feet, meaning Jesus' feet, and has made him, Jesus, the head over all things for the church, which is his, Jesus' body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So when he ascended into heaven, we became his body. And I had to stop for a moment when I read that passage, because the fullness of him, the fullness of him who fills all in all, is in this body right here. Think about it. In this body is the love, the unconditional love of Jesus Christ. In this body is the power for us to bring healing to people. In this body is the power to bring forgiveness and reconciliation. Because if we go back to the Luke passage, that's what we were supposed to do. That was the word we were given, that we were to tell people that he, the Messiah, suffered and rose from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to Jerusalem and from Jerusalem to all the nations. That is our task as this body of Christ. But in this body, we don't have to do it on our own power. It's the power of Jesus that right here, right now, think about it. Just think for a moment. Right here, right now, is the full presence of Jesus Christ. Because we are the gathered body. Isn't that a lot to take in? Isn't that a lot to absorb? The fact that Christ is here right now in our presence. Because we are present. We who believe are present. So as much as that's hard to comprehend, that everything that is Christ is here with us, the other piece of that is, what is the body of evidence in the world that Christ existed? Because we know we have a whole lot of doubters right now in the world. So what is the body of evidence for them that this story is truth? That it's not just parable. That it's not just somebody making things up. Not some men who wanted to have a church and have lots of money and power and wear, you know, fancy robes and things like that. That this is the truth of God, for the salvation of the world? What is the body of evidence that we can give to the world? That this story is for them. That the salvation of the world begins with their salvation. So I began to think, well, what do bodies have? Well, bodies have hands and feet. So where are we, the hands and feet in the world? Where are we, the hands and feet in the community? We just got this beautiful thank you from Zeb Vance School, that there they see us, the body of Christ, bringing to them evidence that God loves them. In the chapel chatter, you're going to hear a little bit about a woman who has an organization called Gang Free. She's in the Flint Hill community of Henderson. That's where her ministry resides. Now, how many of you from Henderson know what Flint Hill is like? It's not a very safe place, but this woman is offering a sanctuary to the children of the Flint Hill community. She is welcoming them in, providing them meals, providing them tutoring, providing them abstinence training for the young ladies. She's providing everything she possibly can so that they know that they are loved by God. A body of evidence that the salvation of the world comes through humans who know the story of Jesus and can tell it. So what else do bodies have? We have lips, don't we? We have lips that tell the story of how God transformed our lives. Next week, we will have Confirmand stand here and say, I do, and I will. And this group of Confirmands is paying close attention to those questions they're being asked. One, a baptism that's saying yes to the body of evidence that Christ's transforming love is the only love that will transform lives, including their own. What else do bodies have? They have hearts, don't they? Hearts that beat and love, and hearts that are hurt, and hearts that can know a hurting heart. And what our communities need to see the evidence of, is hearts that love them unconditionally as God loved them. And you think, well, in our opening session here during Sunday school, Deborah talked about the ones that we might not want to sit next to, the ones that give us creepy feelings. So we might wonder, how can we love someone who gives us creepy feelings? We don't have to worry about that. Because remember, body of Christ, what does this contain? It contains Christ's presence. So whose power gives us the power to love the creepy feeling person? Christ does. Christ does. Christ ascended into heaven, but didn't leave the earth, because what he left was his church, his body. We, brothers and sisters in Christ, are Christ's body here on earth. And we have everything we need to proclaim a message of salvation, because we have the presence of God here with us. We are empowered by the Holy Spirit that is here with us. That gift that we celebrate at Pentecost Sunday, on Youth Sunday, that pouring down of God's Spirit upon God's church, upon his body. All we have to do is turn. Because remember, it's about repentance. We just have to turn into the love, not away from it. We just have to turn into the midst of that body and know that we are loved. And then to proclaim that love and that forgiveness to our neighbors, to our family, to our friends, to our community, to the world. God ascended into heaven so that God's body could be larger than one flesh and blood human being, because it is every human being who proclaims the name of Jesus that is part of the body.